Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 8, Text 1. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Rajo Vacha Brahmana Chodita Brahman Gunakyane Gunasyacha Yasmai Yasmai Yata Praha Narado Deva Darshana. King Parikshit inquired from Shukadeva Goswami, how did Narada Muni, whose hearers are as fortunate as those instructed by Lord Brahma, explain the transcendental qualities of the Lord, who is without material qualities? And before whom did he speak? Purport, Devarshi Narada was directly instructed by Brahmaji, who is also directly instructed by the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the instruction, way of understanding Vedic knowledge, it comes down from the Lord by disciplic succession, and this transcendental knowledge is distributed to the world by this descending process. There is no chance, however, to receive the Vedic knowledge from mental speculators. Therefore, wherever Narada Muni goes, he represents himself as authorized by the Lord, and his appearance is as good as that of the Supreme Lord. Similarly, the disciplic succession, which strictly follows the transcendental instruction, is the bona fide chain of disciplic succession. And the test for such bona fide spiritual masters is that there should be no difference between the instruction of the Lord originally imparted to his devotees and that which is imparted by the authority in the line of disciplic succession. How Narada Muni distributed the transcendental knowledge of the Lord will be explained in later cantos. It will appear also that the Lord existed prior to the material creation, and therefore his transcendental name, quality, etc. do not represent any material quality. Whenever, therefore, the Lord is described as a guna, or without any quality, does not mean that he has no quality, but that he has no material quality, such as the modes of goodness, passion, or ignorance, as the conditioned souls have. He is transcendental to all material conceptions, and thus he is described as a guna. Om Vijnanatimarandasya Gananjana Shavakaya Chakshurun Militam Nina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vayevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasade Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So now we come again to King Parikshit inquiring from Sukadeva Goswami. Because Sukadeva Goswami, he was answering Marge Prickett's question about the creation. And then he finished, Sukadeva Goswami answered that question by referring to a time when that same question about the creation was asked by Narada to Lord Brahma. And then Lord Brahma. So Sukadeva Goswami has been telling this story of Narada Muni, of Lord Brahma explaining about the creation to Narada Muni. And then, as he explains Lord Brahma's whole explanation of creation, which includes the very important point at the end, that to actually know the Supreme Lord's inconceivable energies and truth, one has to perform devotional service and surrender to the Lord, which is his concluding point. And which was the reason why he had described, in describing the process of creation, he also described the Leela avatars. So that because that Shravanam Kirtanam about Krishna is the process to actually awaken transcendental knowledge in the heart. And then he concluded that discussion by describing how Lord Brahma then ordered Narada Muni to carry on the disciplic succession, and what he had explained to him, he requested him to very, very carefully explain it to others as he had explained it to Narada Muni, which means very, very systematically from the beginning. So now Sukadeva Goswami has just finished his little, he's answered his question, because the question was asked by Marge Brickett, describe the process of creation. And the answer to that question was Narada Muni's, Lord Brahma's answer to Narada Muni. So that one question took, what was it? It took, chapters 5, 6, and 7 is Lord Brahma explaining to Narada Muni about creation. So now we are back on the bank of the Ganga with Marge Prickett inquiring further. So yeah, the question was, please describe the inconceivable process of creation. He got this whole answer. So now what he asks next, he wants to know then more about Narada Muni. He wants to know how Narada Muni explained the Lord. Because his guru said, now you explain this and you preach this and you explain this to others. So King Prickett asked Sukadeva Goswami, well, how did Narada Muni, and then very interesting, whose hearers are as fortunate as those by instructed by Lord Brahma. So those who heard from Narada Muni are as fortunate as Narada Muni was. As fortunate as Narada Muni holds, and this is the disciplic succession. The same knowledge is disseminated in disciplic succession. So each link is as fortunate as the next, because the same knowledge is descending in disciplic succession. So how did he explain the transcendental qualities of the Lord, and whom did he speak? Now this question will be answered by Sukadeva Goswami, I think throughout the Bhagavatam, because a lot of the Bhagavatam is Narada Muni preaching. I can't think right now, but it's Narada Muni to King Pichinibari, Narada Muni to Dhruva Maharaj, Mother Narayani, other, what? To Yudhisthira, 7th Canto. So it's, and Prabhupada said, how Narada Muni distributed the transcendental knowledge of the Lord will be explained in later cantos. So Prabhupada says here, similarly, the disciplic, wherever Narada Muni goes, he represents himself as authorized by the Lord, and his appearance is as good as the Supreme Lord. So it's the disciplic succession. His appearance, he represents the disciplic succession. He was directly instructed by Brahmaji Narada, who was directly instructed by the Lord. Therefore, the instructions imparted by Narada to his various disciples are as good as those of the Supreme Lord. Similarly, the disciplic succession, which strictly follows the transcendental instructions, is bona fide chain of disciplic succession. And the test for such bona fide spiritual masters, there would be no difference between the instructions of the Lord originally imparted to his devotee and that which is imparted by the authority in the line of disciplic succession. The Lord original is the initiator of the disciplic succession. His instructions were to Lord Brahma. He spoke the Bhagavad Gita. And when someone represents the disciplic succession, what he speaks in relationship to the Bhagavad Gita should be non-different. It should be based on those four verses. Well, and the expansion of the four verses, which is the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, we're a Bhagavat Parampara. The four verses, which will be explained in the next chapter, is two verses on Sambandhagyan and a verse on Vyojanagyan, or the goal of life. And then the last verse is on Avideyagyan, or knowledge of how to practice devotional service so that we can fully realize a relationship with Krishna and develop love of Godhead. So, now, although Narada asked, King Prakshit asked this question, he doesn't wait for an answer, but goes on asking more questions. And specifically what happens is that he glorifies the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because what's being discussed is the Srimad Bhagavatam is being disseminated in disciplic succession. So we'll see.
Etad veditum icchami tatvam vidambara harer adbhuta viryasya katha loka sumangala.
The king said, I wish to know narrations concerning the Lord who possesses wonderful potencies. I wish to know narrations concerning the Lord who possess wonderful potencies are equally auspicious for living beings in all planets. What is the word here? Abhuta viryasya. The wonderful Shakti and potency of the Lord. I want to hear katha about the Lord Shakti. Loka sumangala, which is auspicious for everyone. This was also stated previously when the Sutta Goswami, when the sages of Namashranya were, the sages of Namashranya asked questions of Sutta Goswami. And then Sutta Goswami said to the sages, Munya sadhu prishtoham. Oh, Munya, you're sages? Prishtoham, I think that your questions are sadhu. They are very, very relevant. Bhavad bir lokamangala. And for the whole world, they create auspiciousness. Yet krita Krishna samparshno. Because one asks questions about Krishna, yenatma supersedati. The self becomes satisfied. So it's auspicious. Same thing happened at the very beginning when Marj Prickett asked Sukadeva Goswami, what is the best duty of a man who's about to die? And he said, Vriyan Eshit He Krishna. Krita Lokahita Nipa. Lokahita, hita means welfare. Lokahita Nipa, your question is so glorious because Krita, it will do Lokahita. Like Lokanam Hita Karano Tribhuvane. The six Goswamis. Nana Shastra Vacharanaika Nipano Sadharma Samstapako. They scrutinizingly studied the scriptures for the benefit of all men. They did good to everyone. So Marge Prickett says, I want to know narrations concerning the Lord who possesses wonderful potencies. They're certainly auspicious for all living beings. Prabhupada says, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is full of narrations of the activity of the Supreme Lord, is auspicious for all living beings residing in every planet. It's even auspicious for non-devotees, because even the non-devotees become liberated if they hear. So, he wants to know.
Katiyasva Mahabhaga Yataha Makilatmani Krishna Navashani Sangam Manaspakshe Kalevaram.
O greatly fortunate Sukadeva Goswami, please continue narrating Srimad Bhagavatam so I can place my mind upon the Supreme Soul, Lord Krishna, and being completely freed from material qualities, thus relinquish the body. So he asked to continue explaining about Narada Muni, because Narada Muni was explaining the Bhagavatam, which he heard from Lord Brahma. And the story of Lord Brahma enlightening Narada Muni about the process of creation was also the Bhagavatam. See, he's asking to continue narrating. For this purpose, I can place my mind upon Krishna. And then what happens? Being completely freed from material qualities. I describe again and again how this essence of bhakti yoga is being presented. What did Rupa Goswami said? The main principle of devotional service is to remember Krishna and never forget him. This is the process of executing devotional service throughout all the 9 different items. Because it's the focus, all the different items are ways in which we can focus our consciousness on Krishna. And it's the focusing of our consciousness on Krishna which actually purifies us. And I go back to the first verse of the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, those middle 6 chapters describe bhakti yoga. Mayasakamanoparta. Just hear how by full consciousness in me, mind attached to me. And that's bhakti yoga. Hearing. And by hearing, you can fix your consciousness. And by fixing your consciousness, you become attached. That's bhakti yoga. And when you become attached to Krishna, mind attached to me, you become free from doubts, and you become detached from this world. The Chaturshloki Bhagavad Gita is the same way. Tesham satyayuktanam bhajatam. You get transcendental knowledge, and then you also become detached from the world automatically. So he wants to hear, continue to narrate for this reason, because if I hear from you, I focus my consciousness on Krishna, and then I become freed from the material world. And Prabhupada makes a very interesting point here that Marge Prickett had already given up all his connections with his kingdom and family, the most attractive features of materialism. But still, he was conscious of his material body. He wanted to be free of such bondage also by the constant association of the Lord. So he not only wanted to give up the attachments to the body, but he wanted to give up completely the bodily concept of life itself. That's Atmanivedanam. You want to give up everything. This is the process of ultimate liberation that's described. That everything that's not in relationship with the self, which is a servant of Krishna, everything that's not related with service of Krishna, including the material body, which is given for the purpose of not serving Krishna, basically. You get the material body because you want to be the enjoyer and the controller, and you don't want to be a devotee of Krishna. And when you don't want to be a devotee of Krishna, a position which you are by your constitution, Krishna puts you in the illusion that you're the material body. The consciousness becomes reflected on the body. So you get the body for the specific purpose of not being Krishna's devotee. So when you develop that strong desire that I want to be Krishna's devotee, I mean, this is so deep rooted in the heart, because before we saw Maharaj Prickett's consciousness after he heard the Bhagavatam, it said, after he heard Sukadeva Goswami's initial instructions, it was described, Krishna Matir Sati, his mind became chastely focused on Krishna without anything else, without deviation. And then he gave up all deep-rooted attractions in his heart. And then he took karma sannyas. He didn't want to have to do with anything that wasn't directly connected with chanting and hearing. So he gave up all work that was in relationship to the material body, karma sannyas. And here, now he's coming to the next stage, he wants the body. I want to relinquish the body. So he says, please continue this narration. And Prabhupada describes how this works. To be fully engaged in hearing the transcendental narration described in the text of Srimad Bhagavatam means to constantly associate with the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. This is, Maharaj Prickett is given in the Nectar of Devotion as the example of Raga, stage of Prem Bhakti. The platform of Raga means that your absorption and attachment to Krishna is so great that in association with Krishna, the greatest distress feels like the greatest happiness. And in separation from Krishna, the greatest happiness seems like the greatest distress. So the reason why Maharaj Prickett is given this example is because, and it's described in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that by his attentive hearing of the Srimad Bhagavatam, he was associating directly with Krishna. And therefore there are verses, you know, I don't care about my hunger and thirst. And the greatest pain, you know, hunger, thirst, greatest material distresses, he completely relinquished. He did not have any distress from them because of his association with Krishna. And to constantly associate with the Supreme Lord Krishna means to be liberated from the qualities of matter. Maharaj Prickett was now a realized soul by this secret of liberation through the grace of Maharaj Prickett. Here it says also, for the later had informed the king that the highest perfection of life is to be in remembrance of Narayan at the end of life. So the first instructions that he got, Maharaj Prickett, the very first instructions that he got is that Krishna Katha is very glorious, therefore you should chant, hear, and remember Krishna, because the perfection of the life is Ante Narayana Smriti. At the end of life, your consciousness can be focused on Krishna. So he's realized that, so he's saying, the Sukadeva, please continue to narrate so that I can place my mind. It says, Aham Navesha Mana Krishna. So I have placed my mind on Krishna. Akali Akila Atmani. The Akila means, Akila means inferior, Akila means superior. Akila Atmani, unto Krishna, the soul that is supreme. So that I may relinquish the body. This is the process. So he's praying in that way. Maharaj Prickett was destined to give up his body at the end of 7 days, and thus he decided to continue remembering the Lord by his association with the topics of Srimad Bhagavatam, and thus to quit his body in full consciousness of the presence of Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Soul. Bhishma did it in one way, Maharaj Prickett did it in the other way, but the result is the same. And this is Bhagavad Gita, yam yam vapi svaram bhavam tajatyante kalevaram. Tam tame vaiti kante sada tadbhava bhavataha. Whatever is your consciousness at the time of death. Not just your thoughts in one sense. Because the thoughts will, the mind will change. But the consciousness, your attachments will stay. The mind can change, but the attachments will stay. So if you develop attachment for Krishna, then even at the time of death, even though the mind can become distracted, Siddhattad bhava bhavata, the mood, your consciousness will stay the same. And that's the perfection of life. Because whatever consciousness you have at the time of death will be carried to your next life. Ante Narayana Smriti. So therefore, he's begging Sukadeva Goswami, please continue narrating so that I can place my mind on the Supreme Soul, Krishna. And of course, Prabhupada criticizes hearing from professional men. One should continue such hearing till the end of one's life so that one can actually have the transcendental association of the Lord and thus be liberated simply by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. I'm just going to continue speaking and hearing. I have faith that this will have the effect of changing that bhava that I am the enjoyer, I am the controller, and putting that bhava into the heart that, you know, I want to serve Krishna, I want to give him pleasure. We can continue.
Shrinvata shradaya nityam krinatascha svacheshtitam kalena nati dirgena bhagavan vishate radhi.
Persons who hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and are always taking the matter very seriously will have the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, manifest in their hearts within a short time. So Vishate, Krishna enters Hriday, into the heart. Bhagavan Vishate Hriday. Ati dirgena, na ati dir, not in a very long duration, kalena of time. For which people? Shrinvata, of those who hear, shradhaya, very, very seriously and earnestly, nityam, always, prinata, taking the matter, sva chastitam, by one's own endeavor, very, very seriously. So this is the process. One who hears in earnestness. And this is mentioned throughout the Bhagavatam, this shradhaya. It's like, what is that verse? I forgot it the last time too. Before Shrinvata Swakata Krishna, what is that? Shushru Shro Shradhanasya Vasudeva Katavriti Syat Mahat Sevana Vipra Punyati. By serving the great souls, great service is done. Shushushro Shradhanasya. And by that, one will get this strong determination to hear about Krishna. The interesting thing about that verse is, Shushushro Shradhanasya Vasudeva Katavati Syat Mahat Sevana Vipra Punya Tirthana Shevana, is that previous to that verse, I haven't reviewed it, but Sutta Goswami explains that, I wish I could look it up, but previous to that verse, previous to that verse, the process of devotional service is described. And it's same thing, it says, Tachradayana, same word, Munayo, Gyanavairagya Yuktaya, Pashyantyatmani Chatmani Bhakta Shruta Grihitaya. That the seriously inquisitive sage, well equipped with knowledge and detachment, he advances by performing devotional service on the basis of what he hears from the scriptures. The seriously inquisitive stage. And then in those verses, I forgot how it continues, he explains that a little bit further. And it's a verse which mentions that you should chant and hear regularly. You should do this process. Shrinvata shradaya nityam krinata cha svateshtam. By your own endeavor, regularly and seriously and earnestness hearing. So the question comes, a person will say then, what is the use? If that's the process, then what is the use? So then the verse came, Shushusho shradhanasya vasudeva katavrita Syat Mahat Sevana Vipra Punya Tirthana Shevana. By serving the great souls, you get the affinity to hear. So the process is chanting and hearing that will purify your heart. But how to develop that attraction? By serving the great souls. Because when you, I mentioned that before, when you serve a devotee, you have to follow his desire. That means you have to take his desire into your heart. And his desire is bhakti. So you have to take bhakti into your heart. Otherwise you can't serve the great soul. And you become... So this is the same. Persons who hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and always and taking the matters seriously. And then Prabhupada again, the professional men are useless in this connection. Because they're not earnest. They're interested in maintaining the material establishment of family attachment. Marge Prickett had no more than 7 days, but for others, Marge Prickett personally recommended one hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly, always. by one's own effort and with serious devotion also. This will help one to see the Lord Krishna manifest in one's heart in a very short time. That's probably what it is. The sound incarnation of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Soul, which is the Srimad Bhagavatam, Pravishta, thus being entered, Kana Randrena, through the ears. In other words, taking the sound vibration of Krishna, the sound vibration of Srimad Bhagavatam, it enters into the heart of the self-realized devotee, sits on the lotus flower of his loving relationship, and thus cleanses the dust of material association, such as lust, anger, and hankering. So this is Maharaj Prickett. He's the hero. He has so much realization. Very nice how it says, Swanam, the lotus of bhava, the lotus of one's constitutional relationship. Swanam, according to one's perfected position. So this is the process. The sound vibration enters the heart and thus cleanses the material associations such as lust, anger, and hankering. Thus it acts like the autumnal rains upon pools of muddy water. It's very interesting because although it says according to one's liberated position, it says it cleanses the dust of material associations such as lust, anger, and hankering. What?
He's talking about a liberated person. He says, you know, it cleanses.
Yeah. Yeah. It talks like that. Enters into the heart, the self-realized devotee, and means he's very sincere. It means he's tachadaryana. He's seriously inquisitive. He has the pure objective. He's hearing in the right way. There's a qualification of sincerity, although there may not be the complete purity of heart, but the motive is pure. It's still anyabhilashita shunyam, jnana karma jnabhritam, anupa yena krishna shimana bhaktam. Anyabhilashita, without any motive. So Prabhupada discusses this in a very interesting way. And he talks, it thus acts like the autumnal rains upon pools of muddy water. So, autumnal rains upon the pools of muddy water. It means that other processes, see at the beginning it says it enters the heart, swanam, of one's own liberated condition, and you become cleansed. So the first part of the verse is that you personally become cleansed by this. The second part of the verse is that it automatically affects every others. When you become pure, then automatically it has an effect to purify others. And Prabhupada discusses this, that it is said that a single pure devotee of the Lord can deliver all the fallen souls of the world. Thus, one who is actually in confidence of a pure devotee like Narada or Sukadeva, and thus empowered by one's spiritual master, as Narada was by Brahmaji, can not only deliver himself from the clutches of Maya of illusion, but can deliver the whole world by his pure and empowered devotional strength. If this is the comparison to autumnal rains, and Prabhupada describes that, but you can try to clear a reservoir by some addition of some kind of chemical, or a metropolitan water tank can be cleared. But by that kind of effort, it's not possible to clear all the reservoirs. But a powerful pure devotee, but you know, the autumnal rains automatically, so a pure devotee automatically purifies everyone. And the other processes of self-realization just affect oneself. And therefore Prabhupada described, if you want to become a jnana yogi, it's just for you. You can become as learned as you want, But the poor soul next to you, it's not going to affect him. You can become mystically perfect. It's not going to affect others. But as soon as one becomes a pure devotee by this process of hearing the Bhagavatam, mm-hmm. then automatically others become benefited. So this is the process of devotional service. Devotional service is so powerful that it can cleanse the hearts of the people in general by the devotional service of the empowered devotees. And Prabhupada describes Narada, Sukadeva, Chaitanya, Goswamis, Bhaktivinoda, Saraswati Thakur. Now Prabhupada describes what happens and how this happens. He says, by sincere efforts to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, one can realize his constitutional relationship with the Lord in the transcendental humor of servitude, friendship, paternal affection, or conjugal love. And by such self-realization, one becomes situated at once in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Not only were all the pure devotees like Narada self-realized souls, but they were engaged in preaching work automatically by spiritual impetus. And thus they delivered many poor souls entangled in the material modes. They became so powerful because they sincerely followed the principles, the Bhagavatam principles, by regularly hearing and worshiping. I have a little sense myself. I'm trying to be, you know, my mood is like, okay, come to Vrindavan and try to become purified. But I'm doing that, and as I'm doing it, then others automatically get benefited. And I'm not thinking so much in those terms these days. You know, you have different stages of your life. I'm thinking of myself in one sense. But automatically I could see, and you do get that impetus. That impetus comes. So what I see is I'm always just trying to focus on this aspect, and I see that automatically the other aspects get, in other words, you know, we know that Prabhupada wanted Krishna consciousness spread, so I see that when I'm focusing on my own spiritual development in this way, it has a greater effect, at least for me. I saw that too. I went to Gita Nagari one year for my, you know, I was out of India for the first time in 20 years, so I decided I would do a Kartik festival, a Kartik Vrata in Gita Nagari. Because every year I do some Kartik Vrata. So I went to Gita Nagari myself, and I did a Kartik Vrata, chanting so many rounds, eating once a day, very, very simply, rice and dal, that's all. And I thought, okay, I will teach nectar devotion between 10 and 11, and at 2 o'clock I'll take a walk and I'll visit one place in Vrindavan, and I'll speak about Vrindavan. So it's just my own personal program. But I saw for that month, I did more preaching than when I was traveling around. Actually, when I took sannyas, Satsarup Maharaj, because I was living in Vrindavan, he said, well, anyway, Prabhupada told me that a good salesman can make more money if he has a good spot than if he moves around. So I'm seeing that. Actually, even the class, I don't advertise. Because it's not my focus right now. I'm not, though. So, very interesting. It enters into the heart of and sits on the lotus of his bhava. The lotus of his eternal relation. And that's what the Bhagavatam does. You hear about Krishna and his relationship with the devotees. And it nourishes your own devotion. A pure devotee of the Lord, who has once been cleansed by the process of devotional service, never relinquishes the lotus feet of the Lord, for they fully satisfy him as a traveler is satisfied at home after a troubled journey. This is also, So Prabhupada describes this also in a nice way. A pure devotee whose heart has once been cleansed never relinquishes the lotus feet of, and for he's fully as a traveler is satisfied at home after a troubled journey. So Prabhupada describes what this really means is there's so many troubles that come in your endeavor. But when one sees home, in other words, a person goes out to search for his riches and, you know, sometimes, what is it called, these adventurers? They used to search for their riches and go around. And then when they would come back, they were so tired that they would be looking at home. And immediately there was nothing that could deter them from the goal, even if there was so much difficulty. So, a pure devotee of the Lord is exactly in family tie with the Lord, and therefore he's undeterred in discharging his duty in full affectionate tie with the Lord, because that's his home. And he knows by this practice of devotional service, he's going home, and he has his mind fixed on that. So there's always a satisfaction, no matter what difficulties come, because he knows what his destination is. And therefore, Prabhupada said, pure devotees like Narada and Nityananda take up the order of the spiritual master as their sustenance of life. They do not mind what becomes of the future of their lives. They take the matter very seriously, as it comes, the order comes from the higher authority. Prabhupada preached such a high standard of devotional service. They do not mind what comes of their future, their lives. I can honestly say, I do not mind by his inspiration. Nityananda delivered the two fallen souls, Jagaya, and similarly, Lord Jesus Christ was crucified by the non-believers. But such difficulties are very gladly suffered by the devotees in preaching, because in such activities, although apparently very severe, the devotees feel transcendental pleasure because the Lord is satisfied. Lord Maharaj suffered greatly, but still he never forgot the lotus feet of the Lord. That is because a pure devotee of the Lord is so purified in his heart that he cannot leave the shelter of the Lord in any circumstance. There is no self-interest in such service. Okay. That verse, it's very similar to Srinvata Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hidyantasto Yavadvani Vidanoti Saritsatam. The same word is used, Vidanoti. And so that verse is Srinvata Swakata Punya Shravana Kirtana Hidyantasto Yavadvani. Everything that's a Bhadra in the heart. Vidanoti Saritsitam. Vidanoti, it's cleansed. Why? Because Saritsitam. Because Krishna is the Surit Satam. He is the benefactor or very close in heart to the devotee. So he does it in a reciprocation for the devotee's service. This is the same thing. Devotional service means when you serve Krishna, because he's a person, he reciprocates. So when you chanting and hearing means that you're sincerely trying to please Krishna. And by that sincere effort, Krishna reciprocates. So how does he reciprocate? He removes any obstacle to your desire to become his devotee. When you're chanting and hearing, you're saying, "Oh Lord, O Anija, please engage me in your service. I want to be your devotee. I want to serve you." So Krishna responds by removing the obstacles. It's interesting because it's not by our own effort. When I was speaking on this verse, this one person, he was traveling with me and studying. So he had some other type of tradition where it's by his own effort. See, and he was traveling with me, and because you travel with me, then certain times, lady disciples come but he was in that other tradition where everything's by your own effort and your own power. So he wanted to put up a wall naturally to the opposite sex, not be disturbed, because he didn't want any obstacles. But when he heard this verse, he heard that this is not our process, vairagya. And putting all our energy into that, our process is, of course we take precautions, but our process is chanting and hearing. And it's Krishna that will do it. If you start thinking of your own effort, you won't put any, all your effort will be into that and not thinking of Krishna. Because it's impossible actually to root out these things. And in the purport, Prabhupada says that even stalwarts on the path, fall allurement to wealth and women. even stalwarts on the path. So you can see how powerful these obstacles are. And look at our tradition and history. And they're stalwarts. People who've done 25 years of service are stalwarts. Sincere service. But look, they've deviated. It's so powerful. And it really comes back to this, and I'm convinced of it. If there's any weakness, it's the lack of sufficient Krishna Katha. Because this is the process the Bhagavad Gita mentions. Vidhanoti Suvitsita. Krishna wants to help us if we want to be helped. And if we want to become pure, we'll chant and hear about Krishna. Any other questions? Yes. Yeah. Yeah, okay. I generally try to stick to the text, but I'll just explain this briefly. Faith is so important. Faith is so important. But we should at least have a faith that the person we're serving carries the mission of a great soul. Shunvata swakata Krishna punyashravana kirtan hidyanta stoya badani vidhanoti saritsatam. So sometimes other faith may be weakened, but that faith that Prabhupada's mission is pure. So if we're given his mission, that's service to the great souls. And if you take that mission, then bhakti will come into your heart. Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.